The president ready with climate orders. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden travels to Massachusetts today to announce he's ordering new actions on climate.
But he will stop short of declaring a national emergency.
I would not plan an announcement this week on national climate emergency. Again, everything is on the table. It's just not going to be this week on that decision.
As for what we can expect to hear from the president today, Press Secretary Jean-Pierre declined to offer details, but says the issue remains a, quote, urgent priority.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Some of the climate initiatives will include things the president wanted in his Build Back Better plan, but have now been left out of the revised spending bill over objections from West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin. The president also reportedly planning to use the National Preparedness Act as a method to shield from liability doctors and pharmacies who supply abortion pills to pregnant women in states limiting abortion. The House, by a 110-vote margin, has passed the Respect for Marriage Act.
The measure would enshrine protections for same-sex and racially mixed couples into law. The bipartisan House vote is not expected to be echoed in the evenly divided Senate, with Republicans likely using the filibuster to stall it.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. 17 members of Congress, along with other demonstrators, arrested yesterday for blocking traffic in front of the Supreme Court building, protesting last month's decision that overturned Roe. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez among them. She held her hands behind her back for a time, making it look like she'd been handcuffed when she wasn't. Saying he couldn't prove the use of deadly force was not justified, Manhattan's district attorney Alvin Bragg has dropped the murder charges against Jose Alba, the New York City bodega worker who was arrested for killing a man who'd attacked him in his convenience store earlier this month. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The Trump factor in GOP politics, evident in yesterday's primary in Maryland.
Maryland State Delegate Dan Cox won the GOP nomination over former State Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz. At the time the AP called the race Tuesday night, Cox had 56% of the vote, while Schultz had only 40%. Incumbent GOP Governor Larry Hogan, who backed Schultz, was unable to run for re-election again due to term limits. In his victory speech, Cox thanked former President Trump for his support in the race.
I'm so grateful for President Trump's support and endorsement. We clearly were blessed by it.
Cox will face the winner of the Democratic primary in November. That race still undecided. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Despite the prosecution offering new evidence, the judge hearing former White House advisor Steve Bannon's contempt trial has refused a defense request for a delay. Bannon facing up to a year in prison for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. Funeral services for Ivana Trump will be held in New York City today. The former president's first wife found dead in her New York City apartment last Thursday from a fall. A pregnant woman heads to court in Texas today to defend driving in a high occupancy vehicle lane.
If she's eating for two, then wouldn't her unborn baby at 34 weeks also qualify for the HOV lane? That's the argument that Brandy Patone of Plano, Texas expects to make in court today, after she was ticketed last month in Dallas for driving alone in the HOV lanes that are designated for two or more. Patone telling the Dallas Morning News.
It wasn't in light of a big movement. I wasn't trying to make this a political stance. I just felt that there was two of us in there and I'm wrongly getting ticketed.
Texas's penal code recognizes an unborn child as a person, though the state's transportation code does not. Patone is now trying to change that. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.